5 Steps to Stop People Pleasing. Although enjoying helping the next person is a great trait to have, it should not cause you grief or misery. Here are some ways to stop your people-pleasing habits. 1. Set boundaries. People-pleasing is when you always go out of your way to satisfy someone else at the expense of your own happiness. When you set boundaries, you are helping that person more in the long run. You are being more of a support system for the person rather than doing their work for them. You only have one life to live, and learning to set boundaries will help you live it to the fullest. 2. Learn to say no. Saying no is a real challenge for many of us, but if we want freedom from always being at the whims of others, we must start someplace. Notice how you feel when you are asked to do something. Maybe you are invited to an event that you really don't want to attend, but you feel you should. Take a deep breath and say no thanks. Start out by saying no to small things, then work your way up to larger requests. 3. Own your opinion. It's uncomfortable to stand alone when others don't share your opinions. It's natural to want to fit in. In fact, our brains are hardwired with the desire to be one of the gang. Start finding times when it feels safe to share your opinion, even if no one else agrees. You may want to practice this with close friends and family first, and then once you feel more comfortable, expand sharing to other groups of people, for example, at work. 4. End justifying. People pleasers often feel the urge to justify their inability to do something asked of them. But in reality, you do not have to answer to anyone but yourself. The next time you find yourself getting ready to explain and why you can't do what another person wants you to do, stop yourself. You will usually find people don't even ask for an explanation. 5. Take small steps. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself time to change. Don't be hard on yourself because you have probably been a people pleaser your entire life. You may have even been taught and encouraged to be one. Start by noticing who you defer to consistently and the feelings you experience when you feel that urge to do whatever it takes to make that other person happy. When doing the thing will actually make you happy too, then do it. But if not, start standing up for yourself by offering a simple no thanks.